Talks with Foe, part two.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hurry up, Daddy, the show is on!
Let the band play.
Hey, you know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change.
That be the thing.
You like, still did that thing. It may not have. It may not have affected him the way it affected me, but you did. You did. In my head,
Yeah, because that be the, like.
My hormones told me you did it.
No, because I was just telling my homegirl, like, size is not everything, but you can do more when it's not a baseball bat. Like, you can do more with one. Not microscopic. I don't need it to be the roach, okay, from the weed. But I also don't need it to be. So I'm like, you can do more with that. So it's like, I might not have did the thing, cause he might have been too big or too small.
You did the thing, in our head, you did the thing.
Oh my!
All right, listen, no, for real, and this was mad years ago. I used to talk to this girl, right, and she wasn't like my first girl, no shit like that, but she made a lasting impression. Okay, she did. This thing.
Shout out to the lasting impression.
She did a thing that I had never in my life experienced, and even to this day had again. And we had parted ways, broke up, some shit. And I know she did that thing to that new nigga. I know she did. And as I look back, she said something to me. That if she was a dude, I'd rock 'em sock 'em her shit.
Oh my God. Rock 'em sock 'em. Oh my God.
This is a Chilling with Juice exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
There was this young lady I used to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Did some things to me.
Mm.
No. She did some things to me. God bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, I wish nothing bad on her. We had broke up. And I ain't gonna hold you. Like, after me and her broke up, I was wilding.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing any and everybody.
Oh.
I'm single, right? I'm doing my thing.
Upset.
And you know, you ever heard the thing where, like, a man can cheat on her girl, but his girl can go to lunch with her coworker one time and is up? She did it to this one nigga. Oh, she told me she did. She told me she did, right? And I was kind of cool with the nigga. She told me.
Oh,
she told me, and I quote, I heard it was big. I just wanted to try it out.
Oof. So she used you like a piece of meat. And how did that make you feel?
I had never experienced nothing like that in my day. I don't know what that feeling was.
She definitely said, my nigga, I was already aware that you were well endowed. So I just needed to see for myself. Like, I wanted to put you on notice that I was noticing you.
You know, in my young adult life.
Because how old were you with this?
Oh, I was, oh my God, I don't even think I was.
Because if you were in your 20s, I know you felt some kind
25,
of way.
25, oh, somewhere yeah. between 25
you
and 27.
You definitely felt like a piece of meat.
Yeah, I felt bad, man.
And I never knew how that could make y'all feel bad because. My ex from before my ex-husband, he was telling me how it was a chick before me who, like, used him for sex. Damn. And in my mind, I'm thinking, isn't that what y'all want? But it really bothered him. Because his parents are still together. Well, I mean, they're both dead now. But at the time, they were still together. They were married. He grew up in this married household. So relationships were important to him. So he's thinking to himself, like, no, what the fuck? Don't be using me for no fucking sex. So he's like...
Some men don't want that. There are men that do.
I mean, there could be a period where you do like that. But he was just like, nah. He was like, that really bothered me because the fuck, when I'm not good for nothing else, I'm like.
Yeah, I totally. Now, with a man saying that, I totally understand the woman's side when they say that men use them and all this other stuff for real. We don't use y'all. I think, God.
Y'all 100% use us.
No, we don't.
Y'all do.
No, we don't. Y'all like that shit.
No, we don't. You know why? Because you can get sex from anywhere. As many women are out here just willingly giving it. You don't have to.
No, they not.
Man, what?
No, they not.
They giving it for a chicken box. Are you crazy?
Ooh, what girls?
And a box of dryer sheets.
No,
are you crazy?
Not the Downey. No.
The Bounce.
No.
Oh, it's 11:11. Let me do my post. I know every day.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
They out here doing it for a bus transfer.
No, I don't want your coochie for the bus transfer.
For the bus transfer. They doing it for a Metro card and a Chipotle bowl.
Chipotle not even the same no more.
They doing it for a Qdoba wrap. You what? Know that they are. Yo,
no, I don't. No, I don't. I it, do not
yo,
know.
Yo, it's
I don't.
Chicks
no,
who will do that. Let me tell you something.
I don't know.
Okay, you do.
I don't.
I was talking to this young lady, and she shall remain nameless. But I was at a brunch with her, and she's telling this story to me and another chick. And she tells me about how it's this guy who came in from out of town, and he was staying at a hotel. And so she goes to the hotel. Not inside, but she pulls up downstairs. Like, oh, you know, I'm outside. Let's go to dinner. He says, well, come upstairs so we can figure out these plans. So she says, okay, and goes upstairs. Bad mistake.
Because she wanted to, but go ahead.
Bad mistake. So they wind up doing something.
Okay.
A whole lot of things.
All right.
And he leaves to go get Chick-fil-A. But sits in the car in the winter on the phone for like 30 minutes. He comes back with this cold Chick-fil-A, and they never go to dinner.
He brought dinner to her.
Bullshit.
He brought dinner to
that
her.
That ain't no motherfucking dinner. That is dinner. Shit. Oh, my God.
She was
and like, the whole time while she's telling this story, I'm hoping that she's saying, oh, we went up to the room, but then when we came back down, we went to so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yo, she fucked him before 9 o'clock. Just let you know, she fucked him before 9 p.m.
Correct. Right, because Chick-fil-A closed at 10.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh,
she
God.
Fucked him before
so,
the close
of business.
So, but
to that point, I'm saying it be women who be fucking for these Chick-fil-A. For, and then I'm like, so you didn't eat the food, right? She's like, no. I
so she ain't
there.
Even fucked for the food.
No. Because she sat there. After waiting for him and to be done with this phone conversation and ate cold waffle fries.
No, but the hotel, and I don't know this lady, but she kind of sound like she going to go to the hotel with the microwave in the room.
I don't know where he was staying, actually, because I forgot why he was in town, period. But I was just like, yeah, it didn't look good. I'm like,
she did what she wanted to do.
She did.
She's not a victim.
But I know her. And I know in her heart of hearts, she wanted to be
together. I'm sure she liked old boy. I'm sure that.
She did.
Right. But she wanted to do something with
him. And ladies, please stop saying this bullshit. Oh, I'm a sapiosexual. Spell it. You didn't know what it was before social media came out.
It says spell it.
Yo, and then the sapiosexual bullshit be coming out. When they be dealing with cold waffle fries in the middle of the night.
I get it how you live.
No. And let me tell you something. I'm not above getting played. It's not to say that I haven't had some terrible experiences a time or two. However, it's certain stuff I'm not going to accept. And if you say to me, oh, well, let's go upstairs so we can figure out our plans. No, we can figure them out when you come downstairs so we can go outside.
Just come out real fast.
No.
Real fast.
Man. And if you don't, and if we can't figure out these plans down here in this car and then drive off in the car, you don't want no plans with me.
That's not true. Stop
and
that.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Because I'm going to go and make some plans somewhere else.
No, stop. And y'all got to stop that somewhere else, somebody else. Cut all that knucklehead shit out. Don't nobody want to hear that.
We
come
do.
Upstairs. Let's figure these plans out. Relax for a second.
Why I gotta relax? I want to. My car nice and toasty. It's
and
it's
so
winter.
Is this room.
Nah.
Come on up here. We're gonna sit. We're gonna talk.
They have heat on. in the restaurant.
But where we don't know where we're going.
And then my thing is this. I am not even the type to say, oh, it has to be dinner for our first encounter. Because let me tell you something. Once upon a time, I was a serial dater. I had all the apps. Tinder, BLK, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, everything, right? And you can text somebody all day and FaceTime them all night. But until you meet them in person, until you actually feel their energy, you do not know if you're actually going to like them. So I don't want to be at dinner with you. I'm totally fine with like some coffee or some ice cream first, because then I can leave after my coffee over. I don't want to be sitting in front of this whole plate of food if I don't like you like that. And I'm really upset at how you smell or how you missing that side tooth or how you lied about your height or something like that. Like, I had a nigga who lied about how tall he was. He had on the app that he was 6'3". He was definitely my... I was looking him eye to eye.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
You tall for a woman.
Yeah. And then people think I'm taller than I am. And I'm like, bro. People are like, no, you like 5'10 and a half. I'm not. I'm 5'8".
All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
Out of all those dating apps you had,
mm-hmm.
when you just want to go... get hit upside your head real fast.
Yo.
Which one was the best? Let me guess.
No. I never needed them for that. You know why? I have 1159. Told you that.
What's that?
1159. Because what does it look like outside when it's 1159?
PM. Nighttime.
PM. Yeah. Nighttime.
Yeah.
Dark. What's normally going on at that hour?
Fuck it.
Right.
Right.
So, it's... two guys who I have known for a decade plus, each of them.
Okay.
And if I need that itch scratched, I can call even one of them.
At any given time?
Huh? Well, not just any time.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, time, yeah,
but if they are available, yeah, we can set it up. So I didn't need, yo, so I wasn't, because that's how
advantages are, like, crazy.
No. Because I have dealt with the body count question. And all of that. And to keep them low, we just going to rinse and reuse these ones over here. So that way.
Yo, y'all have such
I didn't know them for a bop. Like, I didn't know them for a brick. So now can't nobody say, oh, you just out here. Nope, I'm not out here.
Y'all have so many advantages. And it's just amazing. I just don't understand that.
Yo, but it was wild how I kind of, like, fell into them joints. It wasn't like. I was like, yo, you trying to be this? It all came from flirting on Instagram and Twitter, the both of them. It was one, and I am no stranger to shooting my shot, because see what happened? Because I got one from both sides of 95. So a Baltimore one, and I had one that live in Bowie too. So we used to, the one that's in Bowie, we went to college together. Mm. So I've known him, and he younger than me too, look at that. Only by 2 years though.
Okay.
He came to college, whatever. Didn't even pay him no mind when we was in school together. It wasn't until after we both graduated that we on Twitter, we flirting back and forth, whatever. We set it up. Used to go over to the house, cool. But he told me that he didn't want to be with me because I had a kid. Like, my son was maybe one at the time. And he to this day, he doesn't have any kids. So he's like, yeah, I can't get serious with a chick that's a mother. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Bet. The Baltimore one, he my favorite.
Because every woman has their favorite nigga.
Dog. Because if we go get a room today or tomorrow, that shit going to hit.
Every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
During the pandemic, like, I hit him up. He was first after my divorce. Sup?
Hold on. All right, this is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
The first hit after the divorce,
after the
official, not we not together no more, not we separated, but the ink on the paper drying.
Correct.
What was that like?
Joint was bomb. And this was during the pandemic? Mm. Oh, my God. Hold on. Because these headphones ain't been my friend all night, and I don't appreciate that. So, yeah, no. So I might have hit him like that December.
Mm-hmm.
After my divorce, because my divorce was final November 2019. I might have hit him that December 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But we on Twitter, which is now Pornhub Junior.
Yes.
And you can find different shit on there to try. So we would just send clips back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then one day that shit happened. And we would just be like, we in quarantine. Mm-hmm. But he coming through maskless. Mm-hmm. Cause yo, they even tried to say that, like, oh, you supposed to wear a mask when you fight.
Yeah, anyway, I didn't wear a single mask when I was COVID.
Yo,
no COVID mask.
None, bro. No COVID. If we're already exchanging genitals and bodily fluids,
It's done.
So we would just see shit on Twitter and try it or whatever, and like after a while, it just became like a game. Like, yo, what you doing?
And he's 2 years younger than you.
No. This is. The buoy, the one on that side of 95, the buoy one is 2 years younger than me. The Baltimore one, my same age.
Okay.
So he already 36. So, because his birthday early. But, yeah, like, you know, we just used to look at shit and try it. But, I mean, I had to put a pin in that shit because it was getting too addictive for real. And I was like, yo.
Oh, get high, yo.
Huh?
Get high. What we doing here?
Nah.
What we doing?
Cause right, I like in my heart of hearts, if I could be with him, I would. But I think he got a girl, so I'm like, nah, I ain't be able to. I'm not trying to mess up no happy homes.
But it's slapping,
smacking. Oh, the way it is smacking,
yo.
Like, and we really should have recorded some of this. Like, yo,
it's not over.
It is.
It's not over.
Like, he's probably going to marry that girl. But I told him, if he ever find himself single again in life, he can call me. And I'll be right there. Because that shit smacking. Listen, if we get old and she die or something, he can call me when we both 80 and I will be with the shits.
Yo.
Smacking. But Lord willing, I ain't single at that age. Because I when I worked at patient registration at Johns Hopkins, I was taking the registration of this lady who was like 82, and she didn't look it at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, like, how you stay youthful? She was like, well, I drink my water, I eat my vegetables, and I still have sex. All right, sister.
There you go.
There you go. That's it, and that's all. So, yeah, if ever, at any point in life, I'm single and he's single, we can get it in because smacking. But, ladies, I strongly suggest y'all get you 1159 because it keep the body count low. It keep your pH balance on point. Yeah. 100%. No need to find them on Tinder. And then that way it makes it easier to turn down these idiots who be thinking silliness.
So, like, in person, because women don't shoot shots. Let's just be 100%. Some do.
Some
not
women.
Often.
I'm about to say, you know why? Because
why?
It's these reels talking about how, oh yeah, you know, aggressive women. I'm running the other way, and I'm not gonna take her serious if she approached me for it. What the fuck?
I don't know any of those type of niggas. The niggas that I know,
would love
a soft skinned woman to say something, even if it ain't a shot. Just say hello. Listen,
right?
Listen.
Okay, so they'll speak, but I don't know if they're gonna go full fledged.
I get so nervous when a girl speak, because I feel like she gonna shoot a shot. I want her to, but I'm so scared that she ain't.
Because you know why? Because they've been told that if she shoots her shot, then the pursuit is on her, and that you don't actually really like her. You just that went along with it.
I am going with it. I swear to God. I'm gonna go along with it. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna like you. I'm gonna do all the things that you want from this shot that you shot. Say anything.
But they're not, though, because, and again, everybody likes to get wrapped up in social media. For me, that is not my way. Mm-hmm. I shot my shot with my favorite 1159, and I shot my shot with this younger guy last year. And I said, man, I shot my shot a few times.
And keep shooting.
No, because you know what? Shooting. It failed me one time.
It's never failed.
So I shot my shot, and then it's a guy I had. And this is going to sound wild. So we've been friends on social media easily 10, 11 years. Mm-hmm. But I didn't say anything until like 2021. Mm-hmm. But we could have easily been following each other since like 2010, 2011. Because like I think he had a girl, I was married, I had a kid, he had kids, whatever. I ain't say nothing until 2021. He posted right after DMX died. Mm-hmm. Vulnerable, we all. hurt. All sad, of course. Passed. Yeah. We was upset. Mm-hmm. And I see him singing these DMX lyrics on a boat because he's a big traveler or whatever. I'm like, God damn, his ass fine. So I just say, you know, good morning, whatever, whatever. And it turns into 2 years of roller coaster.
Good morning was your shot. Good morning. See, ladies.
That's hey, it. Listen,
ladies, that's all it take.
That's all it take.
That's all it take is y'all to say good morning.
Mm-hmm. And so he says good morning back. And then I ask him how he slept that night. And we get to talking about how DMX passed. And he was like, yeah, I see you got the DMX plan and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And I told him why I shot my shot. Like, yeah, I seen you singing the lyrics on the boat with your shirt open. Because your shirt was open and the tattoo, you know, that was. Mm-hmm. And again, another dark skinned nigga who disappointed me. Black, blacker than black. Yeah. So, but then that turned into 2 years up and down because the entire time I was feeling like I didn't shot my shot, so it has to work. Mm-hmm. And I'm overworking myself, overplaying my role. We didn't even get together until last February. So, you now talking a year and some change after I shoot my shot at you.
Oh, welcome to a man's world. Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? That's exactly what we got to go through. Exactly what we got
to
go through.
First of all, I don't like what y'all have to go through because I was making my intentions clear. And I'm letting you know, again, wife, I don't know how to not be a wife. Mm-hmm. So I'm cooking for him. He, at the time, he was coaching his son's flag football. He leaving the out upper Marlboro and he living downtown Baltimore at the time. You leaving practice, you ain't even getting to me until like 10:30. Mm-hmm. I got your dinner already ready, but that's not enough for you. That's
crazy, actually.
That's too much. But when I'm asking you for communication throughout the day, 6 hours passing, and I ask you, yo, we hitting this dinner on Saturday or no? Mm-hmm. Crickets. Or if I say, again, world traveler, he's always somewhere. Not one time did we take a trip. Then I'm like, okay, I had been in an accident April 2022, and I had gotten a settlement. I'm like, yo, if I get the hotel, and I'm not even asking to go far. I'm like, can we plan like a little getaway in D.C.? Mm. Not even far. Yeah, we can do that. I throw him some dates. I'll let you know. Nothing was ever planned. So, yeah, it turned into 2 years of silliness. So I swore off shooting my shot for a bop. I was like, nah, this shooting your shot shit don't work because it messes up the natural order of things. Mm-hmm. Because now you think the pursuit is on me and it shouldn't be. It should be on you.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Men are natural born hunters. Y'all go after what y'all want. Okay. Y'all are born to lead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say that to say what?
I say that to say, if he wanted to, he would. And he didn't want to.
You shot
it shouldn't
shot.
Be on me to have to make these plans.
It could be on anybody.
Or to.
It don't have to be on one particular.
But if you wanted some, yeah, in the middle of the night, you surely knew how to work the phone in. See?
Well, I have no comment. Mm-hmm. I have no comment. But they see the yeah do different things. So it's an unfortunate truth. The yeah does different things.
But when I'm asking you for us to go somewhere, because the yeah would come after these different things.
You got to lead with the yeah. I know. Lead with the yeah.
Very crunchy.
Lead with the yeah.
No.
It's a part of you. Lead with it.
No. Because then you're going to just look at me as if I'm only the yeah.
See? Again, now you're in your head. Because you don't know what I'm going to think of you.
Well, then when I ask you, you're not telling you're telling me one thing to keep the yeah, but your actions are saying something else.
Mm. My advice is to lead with the yeah.
Nope.
Because
so I led with the yeah, I'ma head out because
yeah, I'ma head out. Yeah, good. I like that.
Mm-hmm, like because what happened? All right, so I'm gonna tell you how it all broke up. So I'm like, all right, we together, but he ain't doing what I want him to do. I'm going to just dip my toe in the pond real quick.
What that mean?
Like, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to go just see a couple of ones.
A couple of what?
Guys. Not do anything, but I'm going to go out. Because, again, I'm an outside person. You want to keep me in this apartment, either mine or yours, like I'm not worthy of dates. So I'm going to go on a couple dates.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hope that you get it together so we can get it back together.
Okay.
Go to a concert with Juan. I get these Erykah Badu tickets so that me and him could go to the concert.
Okay.
He busy. Hit me with the busy. Got you. Take somebody else. He wasn't really it because he wasn't available enough. The nigga had like 5 kids.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he has 2 biologically, but he claims 3 others. That's too much.
Shit, he just taking up a collection.
Well, he was married before and some other shit.
Okay.
So then, boom. Yeah, that ain't work out. So then I go holler at this other one who I had known for like 2 years at the time. I'm like, oh, let me see what he doing. We can go hit Whiskey on the Waterfront. Let's go see what it's about. We go out. We supposed to go to Whiskey on the Waterfront and then go to A-Frame after. Niggas ain't never make it to A-Frame, okay? Mm-hmm. Never. Was so fucking drunk at Whiskey on the Waterfront. So, yeah, that ain't work out either. Then it come to the third one. I'm sitting at my son basketball game minding my business here. I see this dude walk in. Oh, my God. Totally not my type. Mm-hmm. Not dark skin at all. Mm-hmm. No beard, nothing. Mm-hmm. But just very aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. And being that my son has been in this league for a while, I know all the uncles, grandpas, fathers, pop-pops, whoever. I'm like, no, you don't be at these games. Hand him my number on a gum wrapper. Getting it.
Yo.
And I'm sitting there at the game with my brother. And my brother was like, yo, don't do that shit while I'm sitting here. He like, so when my son, and this is the first game my son ever scored too. Wild. So he was
everybody
like.
Everybody shooting.
Right. Everybody shooting.
Everybody shooting.
So he was like, yo, give me the keys and I'm going to take Major outside. And you do whatever you want to do. So I got my name. Mind you, this shit already folded up. I'm ready.
You prepped.
I hand it to the father who I always see at the games. I'm like, yo, hand this to him. He first motions to his son because I guess he thinks it's an actual piece of gum. I'm like, no, big man. And I point to the guy that's sitting there who I seen walk in like, God damn. I pointed to him. He gets it, opens it. I walk off the bleachers like, all right, you gentlemen have a good night. Because it's like the father and like some older guy and him. Probably like, I get home, my son get in the shower, all of that. I'm sitting here still with my brother talking. 30 minutes pass by, 45. I get this text message like, hey, this is yo from the game. Bet, my nigga.
Yo, women are it's hilarious. Up.
The very next day was our first date. Then that Saturday, we went out again. He wanted to see me that Friday, but I had my son. Mm-hmm. So I had to make it sure. I was like, yo, I know that the fuck I'm not going crazy. So when I was asking my ex to do little shit, like go out, get drinks, do little shit, you couldn't even do that. But this nigga I done met in less than 24 hours, he already trying to see me again. I'm not losing my mind. So then a week after me dealing with him, he's younger too.
Okay.
Like, see, keep on putting.
I told you, you're going to get a young nigga. Watch.
A week after me and the young nigga start dealing with each other, I tell him, I'm like, yo, the one who had been steady, I think we're better off apart than together.
His response?
At first he goes, okay. So I'm like, whew. No long conversation. Bad. Then he goes, I mean, if it's somebody else, you could always just say that.
Did you say that?
No.
Why?
I said, it's not nobody else, and you know it's not. I said,
So you double lied.
And so what about it?
What you mean? You told 2 lies in 1. You lied.
I lied.
Yeah.
But I said, I was like, listen, we're better off apart than together. I mean, obviously, because I didn't even get into why or anything. I wish you the best. I'm always going to wish you well.
Wishing a nigga the best after the breakup and a 2-in-1 lie?
And then he's like, okay, I wish you the best too. Wonderful. Because, yo, this is what happened. I was Home Depot Bay over the summer. Okay. So in addition to teaching summer school, I also did Home Depot for a little bit. Because shout out to Home Depot. Anybody who needs a summer job, they get packed over the summer. Apply now. Apply within. So, yeah, I was sitting there in appliances. I didn't do shit like that. Who's buying a washer and dryer or a refrigerator?
Nobody.
Every now and then, I might have made like 2 sales. Mm. Cool. So I'm sitting there, idle mind. And I'm texting my homegirl. I'm like, yo, should I really tell this nigga? She like, yeah, just keep it short and sweet so he don't have no way to argue back and forth. All right, bet. I think we're better off apart than together. I wish you the best also. Then it's like, well, if it was somebody else, you could have just said that. I'm like, it's not anybody else, and you know it's not. It's just I couldn't get what I needed from you.
But it was somebody else.
It was, but it was, because I wasn't even sure that this other nigga was going to hit and work out.
But he forced old boy out, though.
He did.
He did.
But because it made me realize I wasn't losing my mind. Like, once you find somebody who is giving you that time of day, who's responding accordingly, you realize how much time you wasted with somebody who wasn't. So then you be like, even if this is not forever, I wasted my time with you. Because you don't, and I said, and then look, I posted something on Instagram. I mean, on Snapchat. Like a Snapchat of a screenshot of our conversation, me and the young guy. And he go to my ex talking about, see, I knew it was somebody else. You could have just been honest. It wasn't no names attached to it, nothing. That could have been a screenshot. That could have been a meme.
He know his girl. He know how
right.
you talk.
Right, and exactly, he exactly.
Know
he know how I talk.
Yeah, you know how
and,
talk.
And one of my text messages was exactly how I talk. Because the dude had sent me like a bunch of kissy faces. And I was just like, hey, baby, you okay? And me saying you okay is my number one. I always, hey, baby, you okay? Like, what's wrong? You okay? And so he knows that that's my response.
Tragic.
So he like, see, I knew it was somebody else. You could have just been honest. And I'm like, you ain't want me when you had me. I was like, somebody.
Yo, your responses are sick.
You dropped your dime and somebody picked it up.
When you had
me? You ain't want me when you had me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I done had a girl told me that a time or two.
See? Because why is it when shit is already falling apart that y'all decide, hey, let me get it together?
Because the world is crashing down on us.
Why couldn't you keep this together when it was not crashing down on us?
It's not how life works.
I'm going to need you to tighten up, youngster.
But that's not how life works, though. Mm. Sometimes you find out when the house is burning down.
No.
Yeah, it's but you could have
because we've already suffered too much smoke inhalation at that point, so now we're near death. And
but
and
you could have said it was somebody. Okay, what would have happened if you had told him it was somebody else? What would happen?
I don't know, because you know why, and it was fake upset because it was always somebody else with him. Like when I was
how you know it was fake upset? Don't say it was fake upset. He was upset. He lost you. Don't do that. Not too much of my man.
I don't know he really valued having me for real.
That's not to say he didn't miss losing you. That's not to say that.
Okay, well, he already had somebody in the tuck. Let's be clear.
Well, don't we all have somebody in the tuck?
No. And then, well.
Come on, 11:59. You got somebody in the tuck.
Correct. But I'm just saying, like, he wasn't worried about losing me. Because every time I was around him, he was always, like, texting somebody deep. And I mean, like, paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. Not the one-word bullshit he would give me. Mm. So I'm like, this is really not bothering you. Like, maybe she doesn't do the things, but I can't help you with that. Sounds like a personal problem.
It's the thing. It's the thing. And sometimes as men, you get that one thing, and then you go, you lose, you get the thing, you lose the thing. Then you try to go search for that thing outside, you never find the thing.
Never find the thing.
Never
and this was the sad part. Like, he had at the time, well, I think he still does own the clothing line. He owned a clothing line. I supported that. Mm. I bought hella hoodies and shirts and shit. I mean, I'm posting it in my story, all of that. Mm. I mean, I'm really, like, promoting it. I've sent him business. I'm making you money, and you still don't even see the value in me. You don't really need me. It's fine. I'm reposting when he had his own podcast at one point in time. Mm. You don't see the value in me. You don't see how much I support you. You don't see how much I'm in your corner. And, like, he a real, like, artsy nigga. Like, he got a day job or whatever. But he liked to create and be in his thoughts and shit. I even told him, like, yo, go create and think and shit. Mm. I'll go to the market and fix the dinner and make, you know, fold laundry for the kids, whatever, whatever. Because he got two kids, a boy and a girl. Whatever. Mm. Fine. I'll do all of the stuff, like, as long as we a unit or whatever. Yeah. He wasn't with it.
Go ahead, Fofo. Hold on, man. Hold on, Fofo. Let me give you some.
You know, let me all get right, a
phone. Would you want a gunshot or some air horns?
No, let me get a gunshot.
Come on, Fofo.
You know, that's...
Damn, Fofo. Go ahead, Fofo.
I even told him, like, yo, I got it. Do what you need to do. Do all of your manly things, and I will handle the womanly things. And then still be ready to bust it open when you get finished with the manly things.
I tell you, boy, the Lord works in mysterious ways, boy.
But then he would put, like, little subliminal shit, because we followed each other on social media. And he would say something like, when I get my hands on the right one, y'all never see me outside. I said, well, who the fuck am I, the wrong one?
What you mean? You text that to him?
No, yeah, fucking right.
Oh, all
right. Okay. I responded right to his story.
Oh, you to the story? You ain't text it?
No.
Oh, you crazy.
Crazy.
I see it in your jawline.
Capital C.
No, I see it in your jawline. I see it in your jawline.
Look, and when I was on my pod, I seen a vein popping out my neck. I'm absolutely crazy.
I totally believe you.
Admittedly so. I said that.
I believe you.
Because the problem comes into play when women don't admit they're crazy.
Yes.
Those are the craziest ones. Those are the sugar in your gas tank and slash tires.
All right.
But
you're crazy on a different aspect.
I'm just a silent drive-by to make sure your car is outside.
It's more than that. And I'm gonna have a dream about it. I'm gonna have a dream about it. And when I come to what it is, I'm gonna let you know.
Okay.
But you are bad. I can tell. I don't know what it is.
You know why? Because what I require is what I also offer. And it's like, I'm not even asking you for a lot. And that's crazy that you won't even give me the little bit that I'm asking. So yeah, I'm 100% crazy.
Got it.
But but my booty's soft and I can cook. So jot that down.
So for those who need to jot that down,
you know,
But listen, all right, hold on.
I am crazy, but you know.
No, fact. Listen, I stamped that. I do. I could tell.
You know.
I could tell. But before we get out, I want you to plug your show and plug your podcast. Tell us what you're doing.
So I just started it about a month ago. Dang, a month ago tomorrow. Damn. 3 episodes in The Marriage Alumni. The Marriage Alumni Podcast. We are talking to the young in divorce because nobody talks to the young and divorced. We're only talking to the single, the relationships, the married already. Nobody talks to the under 50 and divorced and how that looks or how that feels or the dynamics of marriage. Because everybody who's currently married, they don't want to talk about their marriage because that's not being private.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, privacy is power and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, the Marriage Alumni Pod on Instagram. 3 episodes in. And I started off with 2 male guests because I didn't want it to come off as bitter and jaded.
Mm.
I didn't want it to sound like just 2 women going back and forth about how terrible it is to be married to men.
Because
additionally, I am #1 black male advocate because I have black men feel too on IG also. I'm always about how y'all feel and I want y'all to feel and I want to create that safe space for y'all. I'm not going to throw it in your face later.
You know. Shouts out to that.
Shout out to that.
Is a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like I want you to be able to share that with me, and understand I'm not going to throw it back at you later on, because that's not fair.
That's important.
So yeah, and then Summer Grenade on Instagram always.
What's the Twitter though?
4 Wings Fried Hard. The #4 Wings Fried Hard.
Craziest Twitter name I had ever seen in my life.
Yo, because I'm from Baltimore. I have to put us on. And what the wildest shit is, I don't even order my wings fried hard.
Really?
Really.
You like light-skinned wings?
Yep. I don't. Why would I need overcooked chicken? I really want better for you all.
It's the skin.
I like the skin.
Right. Fried hard.
No.
No, it gotta be fried.
Because then it don't be enough chicken. Chicken don't be juicy enough.
Is it, dude? Yes, it do. I promise you. I'll take you to a spot.
And then take me to the spot. Show me. Because, look, I'm so tired of when they think that every black person's response is fried hard and then they just fried hard by default. And I get this overcooked chicken in my box.
Kind of want them niggas to be prepared.
I will tell them lightly fry it, just so that they don't do all of that extra.
Lightly fry?
Yes. Because why would I want overcooked chicken?
It's not the chick, the meat isn't overcooked.
It is. And it's, then one time the I said that at hip hop to my fish, and it was crunch, and I was upset.
What lightly crunched fish?
I'm saying, I said fried hard for my fish.
Yeah.
And all that was left was crunch. It wasn't hardly no fish in there. It was batter.
Yeah. Awful. But see, with fish, it's different. So, yeah. You know, you gotta, it's kind of different with the fish.
So, yeah. Again, full wing, the number four, wings fried hard, no underscores or numbers.
She really be dragging people in it. And it's some of the funniest shit because you catch it so randomly.
I just be saying little stuff.
It be so random, like, yo, what?
No, it's random when you reply. That's why it's random.
Like, yo.
I be like, who just came out with all of these crying laughing emojis?
Holy shit. It'd be some of the funniest, randomest shit.
Because what did I just say? And you just said, yo. That
whatever
shit
you said had me dying laughing. I could not believe that somebody said that on that.
Yo. Like, yes, because I'm going to say what y'all are afraid to say. You feel me?
Shouts out to Twitter, man.
Shout out to Twitter. Been on there since 2009. Rocking it hard.
Yeah, ditto. Ditto. OG Twitter.
OG Twitter. OG Twitter.
This new Twitter is different, but OG Twitter.
Yeah. OG.
Yeah. You said something crazy.
I did say something crazy. I can't find it right now.
Said something. I don't know what it was.
It was wild, but I it needed to be said.
Yeah, you said something crazy.
That's it, and that's all. I'm on your page. I can't find it, but I probably would have been able to find it in mine, but I posted a selfie, so maybe not.
She been tweeting her ass off. Well, look, we finna get out of here. She will be back. I'm gonna splice this up into two. This gonna be talks with foe.
Oh,
part one and part two.
Part one and part two. Listen, you can come back over here next Wednesday, cause I'm gonna be running it.
All right, we in there, right?
We in there.
All right, we in there. Y'all join us next time. Fuck with us. Follow her on all her shit. Four wings, fried hard, extra crispy, no batter. That's her on Twitter.
Oh my God.
I'm Juice, and we are gone.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
This is an Average Joe production.
I gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack this paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain or shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna be life. Can't nobody complain, they always saying.